Sally Lakaitis from the Visitors Bureau. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Wasn't that a cool story about that dog and the bomb sniffing
dog?
You know,
I'm such a dog lover. That was such a great story. It just warms your heart. I love that.
It really, really, I mean, again, for those of you who didn't hear it before we broke for the commercial break, combat dog who was in Afghanistan with Lance Corporal Jeff DeYoung from Michigan. He lives in Muskegon. He had a bomb dog for about 9 months while he was in service, and then after 4 years, the dog retired, and now he's going to adopt the dog as his permanent pet, which is really, really cool.
That's awesome.
That's really, really cool. So, I think that's well-timed to have the Petapalooza coming up tomorrow in West Ottawa. That's kind of funny, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about what's coming. First, let's get our guest introduced. Who's joining us this morning?
Don Martin. Don is the chair of the International Relations Commission.
Good morning.
Now, you've got a strong attachment to that microphone, though. I mean, you mentioned that Ryan Cotton might be coming in. Is he going to have to fight over that with you? Or?
No, there is no fighting ever. We'll settle it amicably. However.
Okay.
I'll share with Ryan.
In Ryan's favor.
Okay.
I'll share with Ryan.
I mean, I'm the host, and I'm willing to share mine, okay?
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, I wanted to bring Don on because this is really a cool event that goes on down in Collin Park on Saturday. And it's, what year are we in?
This is our sixth annual festival.
That's awesome. Has it grown every year?
Every year. In fact, this is why it's in Collin Park. We began the festival over off South Shore Drive. And it was great, but it was limited. We were basically in a parking lot. And the event, you know, we heard such wonderful responses, and why isn't it bigger? Why isn't it better? And so we moved it to Collin Park, which was a fantastic change for us and, more importantly, the community. And it has grown ever since.
So it's a great opportunity. I know the CVB is a sponsor this year.
Yes.
So it's a great opportunity for people to enjoy the cultural diversity within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Great food.
Correct.
Great entertainment.
Very true, yes.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Food or entertainment or all of the above?
Well, you know, all of the above, and I'd like to add one thing. One of the ways that the festival has grown is that we've intentionally added a community involvement component to it, and what I mean by that is that we have asked and invited community nonprofits that do community work to be a part of the festival.
Huh.
And so nonprofits, you know, nonprofits in the area that do work that help the community, we've asked them to be a part of it because as the festival has grown and it's attracted more attention and from a larger audience, not just from Holland, but through the township in Grand Haven and down south through Saugatuck, we said, you know, this is a great opportunity to get people connected with service organizations to find out what is the work going on in Holland. And so we've invited those organizations, and they've responded, and they've been participating. And so we look at it, and we say it's obviously wonderful, the food. And the entertainment is wonderful, to have the music from a variety of different cultural backgrounds. But then to connect people with social service organizations, we just thought this was a win for absolutely everybody.
How many people do you expect to show up for this?
Well, you know, based on WHTC's wonderful weather report, with
quite a few
near 80 degrees on Saturday at beautiful Collin Park.
I take full credit for that report.
Absolutely,
you know,
the
credit,
take it
the
while
credit
you can.
Is yours. I would say. The thing is, because the festival is free and you know, people just come and go, but last year I think the estimates were well over 1,000.
Wow.
Really? That's awesome.
And I'm hoping through events like this, you know, through this interview and our publicity efforts that we attract even more.
Sure.
Because really, it's really about how many people get to enjoy the services, the food, and the events. You know, we really want it to be a community event.
Food. Sure. Yeah.
The food is obviously a humongous draw, as is the music. And, you know, what happened last year is the bands attracted so many people to come in. Like, oh, what's going on over there?
And well, so people hear that music and.
Oh, yeah. We heard that, no pun intended, but we heard that people could hear the bands all the way across Lake Makatawa.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
And it was good music. So that was
You know,
the best
I wish, and I'm just thinking, but I wish you could start it like at maybe 1 so that the people that are still at the farmer's market would hear the music and, you know, naturally gravitate on down there. Our office is open on Saturdays, and we, of course, will send as many people down there as possible. Everyone loves a festival.
Yeah.
And when they hear food, they hear music, they hear ethnic food, you know, things that are a little bit out of the box. That's, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And we're always open to discussing the hours. I mean, we decided, last year we did the event, we hosted the event from 3 to 8, and we had such a great response that it was, well, let's continue to do this.
Sure.
You know, let's continue in this way. But, you know, the discussion for the International Relations Commission, we began having these discussions in about December of every year. And so certainly we're absolutely delighted to look at and to consider how to make the festival or how to incorporate the festival into existing events in Holland. Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah, we don't – I mean, we want these things to be integrated together so that people who are visiting our town who live here can have a more integrated experience, that they can go from the farmer's market to the International Relations Multicultural Festival in the blink of an eye. Yeah, that would be ideal. So, yeah, we should definitely have this conversation in the future.
Yeah, you know, we've got a great package this weekend because we've got the car cruise Friday night.
Right.
And if you guys had some sort of signage or something that said for everyone who's downtown for the Cruisin' Down 8th Street event, that said Saturday, come to Collin Park and go to this festival.
Yeah, and you know, we do rely quite a bit, or we hope to rely on our partners in the community to share this information. So those of you, you know, out there in the community listening to this, if you know, if you don't have any plans or, you know, come on down, if you know people who are visiting and say, hey, let's go down to the festival on Saturday. We do really rely on word of mouth for people to share this information. You know, we obviously we try to promote as widely as possible, but nothing really replaces word of mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been awaiting the arrival of the city manager, Mr. Ryan Cotton. Is there anything you wanted to say about? If you can grab the chair, you don't have to stand up like you're not welcome if you want.
Well, I want to thank you for the invitation, and I want to say that at the Multicultural Festival, I saw the most fantastic dancing last summer that I had ever witnessed, and it was really something new. And of course, I've been around a while.
Sure.
I've seen quite a few events. So I think there's something new and unique and just fun about the whole event. I know we had some great ribs last year, too, so it was good food as well.
Now,
awesome stuff.
Jog my memory, Ryan. I mean, you pointed out the great dancing. That was true. You participated in that dance, didn't you?
Aha. Uh-oh. Oh, the little-known secret.
Uh-oh.
Here we go,
I no longer have a recollection of that.
That is a good answer, my friend. I was going to ask to get a preview of that dance right now, if we could get that going a little bit.
But. Well, one of the things we're really happy about is the Japanese drumming group called it's called Taiku that is coming in from Detroit, and they were incredibly popular last year. In fact, they got people asked to do an encore. Last year because they were so popular, and they're coming back this year, and they're bringing different drums, so the experience will be different. So we're really looking forward to that.
Is there a schedule of events for the entertainment?
Yes, there is, and it should be on our website, which is hollandircfestival.com.
hollandircfestival.com.
Yep.
Awesome.
hollandircfestival.com. And, of course, all of that, if you don't want to remember that long URL, you can always go to cityofholland.com and navigate to it.
We got about 30 seconds. You want to mention something? Go ahead.
It's also going to be on our homepage very shortly, if not already there.
Okay.
And we will Facebook about it today.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff, guys. Looking forward to that festival coming up. Don, nice meeting you. Sally,
cheers, likewise.
Thank you, as always, and I appreciate City Manager coming here as well.